According to the executive director, she said she did send it. Now, there is one thing. This is a national board that is over the executive director, right? No. And the executive director was censured because of that. So, and the national board, executive authority of the foundation, and the executive director is just, you know, some of his employees by the foundation. You are employed by the foundation, and you know, even if you were not, you know that motion was approved, and then we approved as the program and oversight committee directing you to direct the PD to implement the priority, even if you wasn't an action. That was a motion that was approved at this board, and you got that motion. And then me is saying that it's not funny because he didn't get no direction. Even if he is not implemented at the national board, you would direct it. Do it. So it has been, at least, 3 months that we approved that motion.
Talk to the executive director. I will wait for it. I don't work for the LNC and I don't work for the PNB. I work to the executive director.
No, I'm sorry. But would you not, why don't you do it? To follow up the motions that we approve at this local extension board, would you work for KPFK, right?
I am under the direction of the executive director.
Yeah, but you gotta follow up. Yes. Why do we hire you then? We don't need Bernard GA, who's going to do
point of information, we did not hire Bernard. The executive director hired Bernard, and he is his supervisor. And this is inappropriate discussion on this.
Well, I want to say something. Then, why do we have a general manager when he's not going to be doing the motions that we approve in the local extension board? What is the reason?
I couldn't answer that.
Yeah, can you give me an answer?
Yeah, it's in the bylaws. You have to read the bylaws. It sets up the legal structure of the local station board, electing people to the Pacific National Board.
Actually, I read it, and it is not what you're saying. Even you, I think you were the one who someone sent, precisely the duties of the GM. No. Someone did send it, like, 4 months ago.
Sure.
And among those duties, is the implementation of the motion of the local station board.
That's neither in the job description nor in the bylaws.
Not motions in the local station.
Right. Please don't.
So that means,
Okay. We recommend it.
So that means that we are just, doing just puppets, so this means, that we are just doing a stupid thing, sitting right here and having why do I need a GM who comes and gives us a report? And then we approve motion, and he's not going to do it? I'm not that stupid. I know you're playing games. I know you're playing, many of you are playing games. That motion was approved. It hasn't been implemented because of racism. That's the bottom line. It's just pure racism. That's what it is. Because, if that program is what for Jewish people or for some other people, that you would go implement it. Of course, how can we have, these things like this? Okay, we have right here at this paper.
It does.
A certain amount of authority. Forget it. I'm not telling you. You gotta listen to me. We approved this motion at the national board. And I've been fooled. Right? And I've been fooled from so many people at the national board. That having, or being part of the local extension board, you got some power, right? I'm not stupid to follow, the history or the story, that, I didn't get it from the ED. Well, the PD says, I didn't get it from my GM. Mm-hmm. So someone's got to be responsible for it.
Right.
So the bottom line is that you're playing games, and these people out there are playing games. By not implementing a national approval motion. That's the bottom line. So don't.
The only thing that I wanted to clarify in terms of the time was up on the other, but it pertains to the general issue that when we voted last time in terms of the news department stuff, it wasn't our idea to play with the KKFA stuff or whatever. Basically, it was management, the PD who came with us, to us, or the news, it was Ignacio who came to us with the option of doing A, B, or C,
yeah.
Right? It was like the third option.
Yeah.
That was not our idea. That came from Ignacio. All we said was, we want local news. I mean, we don't care how it happens, just that we want local news. Here.
Right.
I got someone here obviously called the folks at KPFA, and then I started getting emails from the chair of the board and blah 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 that, you know, why are we trying to redo like their thing? We're not. That wasn't our request. Our request was local news. And once I explained that to them, I said, we are not the ones that raised the KPFA issue. We don't know how, you know, Alan said it was Sean who came up with this relationship, which, I mean, you know, I work well with the people of KPFA and all of that, but that's neither here nor there. We just want local news. That's it. We didn't make the request about anything having to do with KPFA.
No, we had 2 minutes before 30 minutes. Not anyway, again, 30 minutes for and then 7 minutes for the public comments, and then at the end of the chance to respond to public comments. And then you
did not vote not to have the meeting.
We said we would look again at a question of adjournment after we had the DM report,
public comments,
which includes public comments and the response from the DM.
Yes.
Public comments, please.
Okay. I want to follow up on this. Hey, there's a very important issue here. I'm running for the LSB. A lot of entities that do not function end up in the dustbin of history. And from what I can see here, there's a concerted effort by certain people that want this to happen. You have Alan Minsky making his racist tactic of preempting all Spanish language programming. When the majority of the people in L.A., in the listening area from here to the border, speak Spanish, you do not want to have this station deal with them, because a lot of you have you're tied into this situation. You were the radicals from the 60s and whatever out hanging around, and, you know, you haven't moved forward. There's a new dynamic that's taking place, and the only way that President Obama is going to win, not that I'm necessarily for or against it, is if he gets the Hispanic vote in all the battleground states. And you people are not doing anything for it. You're pushing a message that is a racist message. And that's to everybody out there. I can understand what my compañero here, Rodrigo Argueta, is frustrated, and I've seen it here coming to this meeting. That's why I decided to run. If I get in, I'm going to kick some ass and take names. Okay? And you people need to stop thinking in your racist mentality that you already have. And that includes you, Bernard, who preempted the cab. He threw it out to mainly Hispanic people that were participating, and now it's all white people. So that is your legacy. You're not only coming from New Zealand to be a racist.
No, thank you.
Well, speaking of racism and the ongoing crises of Pacifica, I want to address this to you, Bernard Duncan. I've been discriminated, this point of attention. I've been a volunteer and an unpaid staff for 10 years, and it's getting worse. Sadly, most of the brothers of color and sisters are being discriminated as well. And my question is this. Is there an ethical code or policy that's been implemented? If not, then why not? I mean, it cannot go on with this racial class division within the next. And but it's been happening. I wish I'm not going to tell you who has been discriminating, because first of all, it's completely racist and it violates the Pacifica mission. Violates people of color that spend their labor at the station as much time as possible, producing, answering phones, etc. So I want to address this to you. When is this racial problem will end? If there's an ethical code that needs to be used to prevent this, we have to pretty much, you know, use this code to prevent racism at the station. So I'd like to have a personal meeting with you as well. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ballard DeSoto, and I so appreciate, Dan Fritz, what you've been trying to do. I do agree with Lydia. We need local news. We just want our local news. I care not about, I don't care. I do not want the severance of our alliance with KPFA. That's not the intention. Versus Ken Aaron, who said, why should I learn? I want to learn what goes on in my state. I don't care where. Thank you. I hope that we can build this stupid department with the right people. Okay, now, the budget situation, you know that I am a bookkeeper, and Kim asked before that where these numbers were starting. The fiscal year ends the 30th of September. So some of these numbers are a bit fuzzy. But what I wanted to talk about is that these additional 5 days that were approved by the network, entire network, gives you no, and the fact that the executive director was taken out gives you no hiding place for not doing the right thing. Right? Now, what you do is you come for Alan Minsky, which is the deceitful, lying son of someone, and this guy is being positioned now to become something more than the program director. I want this mother out. This guy has to be taken out. That's why we have a search committee. Get him out. So he preempted all the radical voices so they can be empty for the so-called Democratic Party. And I'm sick and tired.
Well, the struggle, one of the struggles is that we had to decolonize Pacifica, the whole network.
Thank you.
I want to respond to the local news. Our news has suffered so much. It's been taken over. The Pacifica radio news is horrible. I mean, it sounds like NPR. We used to have some good local news, as well as good international news under, you know, Fernando Velasquez and like the brother from India that we see here. I mean, we don't get that kind of news anymore. I even remember the reporting on the South Central Farms, and even Occupy, it got good for a while. Local news got good for you to hear the sound effects and stuff going on. But, you know, what's happening now? And because they sent their people out, there were emerging situations. Well, we had to have that kind of news all the time, locally and internationally and nationally. The exciting, stimulating news where you can learn about the struggles that are going around the world. We are molding our new system to the capitalist system. And so let's be real about it. We are in danger. Our planet is in danger. Humanity is in danger. We've got to do something about it. We need Pacifica.
Our solution is now.
Yes.
But Dan, I remember we were all over when you were working on, you know, your department with Fernando. He trained you with Ernesto. You get part-time, other one gets full-time. You don't get Medica, the other one gets Medica. I could, you know, go on and on. You know, when we have the station here, Clean Power, Police Brutality, where is the station? The station used to report on the stage of every demonstration. And Fernando and you had a lot of people being trained to help you. The problem is not the money. The problem is we need someone to move the people in different directions to train them. Forget about that. Another thing, reading the U.S. history about segregation, Rosa Parks, you know, she has to go...
Smoke's coming in. Jesus.
What?
The smoke is coming in here.
Move further away, please, Kim.
Yeah. And way far away.
She has to go in the back of the bar. Look at the station. Why all the African-American program is on one day, Saturday,
yeah,
and all the white people are on Sunday, and all the comrades, you know. The Spanish program after 9 o'clock. What is this? You know, this is not segregation. And you expect that every individual to come and help the station, which we do, the grassroots, last fundraiser, hit the people a lot, they just didn't mention it.
That is there in the Bible. And you know it. And every one of you know it. Right? So how we're doing is to see that this legislation serves the demographics and the geographics.
Yeah.
So, and it is not happening. And yes, I concur with Omar. This is what happened. When they see blacks working on the computers upstairs, you know what? They put code to the computer because they want to get rid of blacks, you know, that are working on the computer. I've seen it, yes, of course. You know what? I've seen it because those people are
out of order. I'm not saying, but this is the thing.
I've been waiting for this board. Right. Who approved? We approved this thing, you know.
Out of order,
I don't care.
I don't think these public people, no matter what people think of them, and so I won't respond to this. Wait, let's have order. I've watched it for four years.
There's
nothing to
tell
me about this
rule. The food coordinator is
everything you said is correct. I've been here 24 hours. It's bullshit. It's lies because it's the truth. Don't be insulted. There's nothing insulting about the truth. I've watched it for fucking years.
I was talking about the name Caleb Minsky was called in this forum.
I'm talking about that man that was out
talking about
the white man. I've been talking about this for days, for weeks, for years.
Okay, good. I intend to meet with Omar and find out more.
By all means! About that time, the years go by!
Can I make a motion that the people who are having valid complaints that they put in writing and submitted to the GM, there is
an illiterate legally. I don't write a fucking thing, thank you. I said it to her. Fuck you.
All right, I make a motion.
And he only for 12 years. And then it's sucker. Fuck your writing. So you heard it. You asked me to
know
what that
means. We can deal with it. And put it in writing so we can deal with it. You know. Yeah, exactly. basically putting them down. People don't want to ask the questions. It's not right. Okay.
There
are a number of issues.
We told you about Donna Walker. We told you, and you ignored it, about Donna Walker scaring the committee members away when they came to a meeting.
In particular, African
American. Yeah, and you did nothing.
What are you talking about?
You said that the committee didn't do anything but sit around and talk.
All right, at this point, we're out of time for his agenda item. The question actually was the one that was raised earlier by Lawrence about whether or not to adjourn the meeting after the GM report.
Yeah, people came with questions. The other advocate. We're still waiting. So
bring the papers. I want to hear about
it. My motion is on the floor. I make a motion that people submit, you know, their responses, and the committee of inclusion deal with it with Bernard in a
the appropriate manner.
The appropriate manner. I make a motion. We're talking about the program.
All right, the motion he made and seconded that we refer this to the committee of inclusion.
Wait, did she just say, I don't remember her saying committee of inclusion.
Yeah, she did say the committee of inclusion.
Is
there one? We have one.
There is one. Ariana took care of it. Let her, take it up.
It wasn't seconded. Yeah, Margie did it. Well, is there any objection to that?
I object. I object because, this is another snow job, okay? This is another snow job in order for this board not to deal with anything that the public brings up. This is another snow job, okay? The Senate, I don't want to say where I really want to send it, where you really want to send it. This should be tabled into the governance committee.
Lawrence, I'm happy that we're able to work together now. In the past, we weren't able to because I was the target of name calling.
Not by me.
I know. But what I want to say to you is the following. I just heard Turner tell Omar he would like to discuss it with him in his office. I think in this kind of situation, what you need to do is sit down with specifics and have explanations of incidents that happened and try to work out with people in a friendly manner if possible. And if not, then we go to the next step with an investigation by the board. But I do think you owe him that courtesy. He extended to Omar. Would you agree, Omar? He just extended an invitation for you to meet with him and sit down and explain your distress over how you were treated. That is how you get things, I believe, resolved. And I think you should try that first. And I think Omar, he did say that to you, and that might hopefully help you with whatever feelings you're having. I don't want to see you feeling that way when you walk into KPFK. I've read the mission statement. We should all be working together. So I'm just going to state that to you, and I think that you should take him up on his offer, and I would love to hear from you if you're still unhappy.
All right, so the motion on the floor is still the motion.
I have my hand up, but other people have their hands up.
I understand that. Just let me finish. The motion on the floor is still Kim's motion to refer this to the Committee of Inclusion. So can people please speak to that?
And I made a motion to table this and to the governor's committee.
Okay, so that was to table or to
refer? It wasn't seconded. Refer, table, whatever.
It wasn't seconded.
It wasn't seconded. All right, so does anyone want to respond to Lawrence's motion to table this?
Just a point of information.
What's
first.
Seconded?
Point of information.
Yeah, I'm saying you respond to being seconded if you want to. So just stop yelling.
It has to be seconded.
I understand that, but I don't think everybody recognized that he made a motion. Since he's indicated that he made a motion, he wants to table your motion. I'm asking if anybody wants to second that motion, and then we'll consider it. I see it. Okay, so...
Who's the second?
Brenda.
All right, so the motion on the floor is the motion to table Kim's motion to the governance committee.
No,
point
not,
of information
makes table it to the governance committee.
Michael, point of information.
The governance committee
has
to substitute for whether or not there.
The question is this. Was this alleged racial mistreatment done by an employee? Because if it was, then it's a management issue first. Since management doesn't care for it, then it comes to governance from the board. But if it was not done by an employee of KPFK, then our governance committee's got nothing to say about it. So the question is, was it an employee who allegedly did this racial mistreatment? Because then we bifurcate and we
my understanding of the racist meeting was an atmosphere of racism that many people feel affects both the board itself and the station. So that's the question that I understand really addresses.
So it's not a matter of a particular issue with a particular staff member.
That is not true. That is not true.
Excuse me.
That is not true.
Okay, that answers my question. Thank you.
So the motion was to send this to the governance committee for consideration. I don't care what you want to call it, tabling or anything else. So that's the motion on the floor. Then the motion to have the committee of inclusion look into this, to send that motion to the governance committee. Then discussion of that motion.
I guess I'd say only that in a situation where a board refuses to proceed with business, such as the selection of a panel for a program director, in a situation where a board refuses to deal effectively with and discuss meaningfully this thing of 5 hours of Spanish language programming, you know, I think this is a distraction. I will not vote for referring it to a committee. We've got two principal items of business here. Let's deal with them. 5 hours, let's deal with this business of PD. I mean, with great effort, arrive at a place that is prepared to go to the GM, and it's politicized all the way up to the Pacific National Board. There is such a profound...
This is off topic.
This is very much on topic.
No, we're talking about this motive.
You know what, Ken? You're not sharing the meeting.
The motive to refer this to yet another committee is hypocrisy.
All right.
And a lot of other things.
All right.
Okay.
I don't care which committee it goes to. And I wasn't here. I went to the bathroom. But people have been spoken about who are not present here today. That's why it should go somewhere to a committee where this person can say this, and then the people who are being attacked or on the other side can be made aware of these complaints and have them address their part in the issue. That is the way you resolve conflict.
Let leadership deal with it.
We can't decide on one person to say so whether somebody else treated them poorly. That's not our job here.
All right, thank you. I think Mr. Zimmerman has a
question.
All right, calling the question on the motion to send it to the governance committee. We're calling the question on the motion to send it to the governance
committee. I think this motion is important. I'd like a roll call vote.
All right. Will the secretary call the roll? Secretary, call the roll, please.
Ken Aaron. Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Montini Antrim.
Okay, there's
passed.
Wait, no, she
passed.
There was a motion made by Kim. She passed.
Too bad, too bad.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Gone.
Fred Blair.
Passed.
Lydia Berzon.
No.
John Crumshaw. John DeSimio.
Yes.
Yes. Ariana Gladney.
I'll pass right now.
Tej Graywall.
No.
Leonard Eisenberg.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Fred Klunder.
No.
Ollie Lechta.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Pass.
Margie Murray.
Pass.
I assume John Parker has not arrived.
Yeah.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
You just missed your motion.
That's right.
Motion belongs to the body. Doesn't belong to the country.
John Wenger.
No, don't make it the governance matter.
Lamont Yates.
Pass.
All right, I'm going back to the passes.
What's the count now, please?
I'm going back to the passes.
He's asking for a count. What is the count now?
Can I just say the outcome?
Please just inform us. Yes, you can.
No, you can.
Four yeses. Five noes.
All right, so going through
eight
the passes. Okay. Okay.
All right, so the pass is Ken Aaron.
Yeah.
Antine Antrim. Fred Blair.
I guess yes.
Yes. John Crumshaw.
Yes.
So when are you yes to come to that meeting?
Ariana Gladney. Can't hear you.
Ariana.
It's on the same. We're on the same election.
No.
Brenda Medina.
Abstain.
No, she abstained. She didn't pass. Margie Murray.
Pass.
Okay, you passed previously. How do you vote?
You can't pass.
Lamont Yakey, how do you vote?
Lamont.
Why you hear the vote?
Okay.
Well, all these people voting yes aren't coming to this committee meeting. You're really screwing things up.
Eight yeses. Seven noes. And two abstentions.
All right, the motion passes. The motion is defense of the governance committee. So,
my call on Nick.
I call to adjourn the meeting.
We've got some P&D reports.
Second.
It's just a
U. Wait. Who was adjourned, Aaron?
Oh, second, Ben.
Who's the second?
Point of information or point of order. We have a policy that we always have P&D reports, and it's improper. The motion to cancel the rest of the meeting without P&D reports is in violation of LSC policy.
A lot of people
it's in violation of LSC policy. So we're here. Let's please find out what's going on. We're staying ignorant. Right. We know that what the GMB is doing.
We're voting on the vote to do it, Jeremy.
Okay. They're lying about the vote.
Yes. All in favor of adjournment, raise your hand. There's a motion to adjourn the meeting at this point without any further.
Violate.
All right. Motion adjourn is always in order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Opposed?
I'm opposed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Where's the bathroom?
No, I